Radiance. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We've got a lot of things to cover tonight, and that's why I decided to come on the air. I wanted to get the housekeeping out of the way. We've got the Ambassador Training Workshop October 20th to the 22nd, and it's the last major workshop here at ESADI, and it's going to be a really good one because it seems like we always go out with a bang, and we have all kinds of ships coming over and really doing their part, you know, to we call it dazzle duty, you know, to let people know that these are ships are real. And for those in the Seattle area, Ashley will be at the Stargazers Bookstore in Bellevue tomorrow, Sunday, October 8th, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. with the latest UFO footage, an intro into ESETI, sneak preview of 2018 calendar, and info on being monthly or seasonal volunteer at ESETI in 2018. And so the details of all this are at esetievents.com if you want to check that out. There's so many things going on, and I know that some of these things are, you know, things people don't want to talk about. And, you know, I would rather not talk about them. And one of the things that I feel really needs to get a little coverage here is the Las Vegas shooting. And I was told in meditation, we shared that with a lot of people here, that there is a major event that was going to occur on the 1st of October. And I couldn't get the details on it, but I knew it would have a major impact on America. And I was also told to be a test to see how we handle it. And are we going to come together and no longer let the dark hearts divide us, or continue to fall in the separation game, you know, and choose the fear and againstness and all the other things that they're trying to perpetuate? And then also, I told later, they did say to avoid major gatherings. So there's others that foresaw a major event in October. I even think Alex Jones and people like that actually talked about it. And so there was a lot of information coming forward that there was going to be a major event. I couldn't nail it down and get details. And sometimes I'm glad I don't, because if I do give all the details and put it out there, next thing you know, I'll have the agencies knocking on my door. Some asking me, how did I get that information? The others saying, how dare you put that information out, because they're part of the mess, you know, but it's a long story. But I wanted to go into the Las Vegas shooting and an analysis of the official provided story. And just, you know, there's some major holes in that story, and I'll talk about these holes. And we have some tapes here. You'll be able to hear the audio of these tapes as we go through it. But unfortunately, we're not on video yet. So, but I do want to bring those forward. And basically, just to begin with, it's impossible to shoot 85 continuous rounds, confirmed by the audio tapes from the weapons that they showed, you know, in the footage. And they're like AR-15s with 30-round clips. And so there was no belt fed or drum clips found in the room, clips necessary to shoot 85 continuous rounds. Now, will this story change? Will all of a sudden, will they come up with these belt and drums, drums? God knows, you know, this story changes every day, and it's a total paradox. But anyway, the audio also proves there's different shooters from different locations with witnesses, that there's witness testimony that the shots are coming from different locations. Many personal videos verify this. Three possible locations were called in by the police. And in the audio, you can hear, you know, very clearly multiple weapon fire from different locations fired at different speeds. Anyway, so that's a major hole in the case right there. There's not a lone gunman involved. This was big. Then an unknown woman around 9:20 starts yelling and frantically warning people that they're all going to be shot. And she was escorted out of the concert by security. This was about 50 minutes before the shooting began. And so, you know, was she psychic or had pre-knowledge? Now, they're saying that this woman was Hispanic, but it turns out that she was from the Middle East, basically. She's Middle Eastern. I'm not sure where she was from, but they've actually brought her forward and they're questioning her. I don't know what the details are on that, or how she knew, or, you know, or how she got that information. So anyway, at 10:08, police on-site radio, and they say there's at least three shooters are seen for muzzle flashes, you know, as higher up officials change later, saying the lone gunman to fit the official story. Other eyewitnesses said shooting was coming from the fourth floor as well, And there's video showing, you know, looks like muzzle fire coming from the fourth floor as well. So now the shooting stops at 10:21. That's 13 minutes of shooting, and there's a lag in between. Now the police are at the shooter's door at 10:24, 16 minutes after the shooting started. They know the room number 135, despite witnesses and police calling in three different locations with muzzle blasts. And they told him to go to room 135, considering the fact that there were two other possible locations. So I think that's kind of interesting why they focused in on one room and were steered there and were not, you know, looking into the other places. Now, officials say shooter shoots security officer in the hallway at 10:28. And I'm just going, what the heck? How does that work if they're at the door at 10:24? How does a security officer get shot at 10:28 if the police were already there? And so now there's other men also dressed as security officers seen running from the scene. And there's also another video clip showing a man wearing a security outfit, again, opening fire on the crowd, in the crowd itself. Now, this video, I will admit, does look a bit ambiguous. It needs more scrutiny. You know, but were the other gunmen or the gunmen themselves dressed as security officers? And obviously there was more than one. Now, the information I got too, right after this happened, they told me that there was four major players in this, at least three shooters. And everybody goes, no, it's a lone gunman. I was told there was at least three shooters and a fourth person that was involved as well. And this is all going to be verified later. So, Now, later in the story, a man from Australia in the Jason room says there were multiple people in the room at the time. He actually rented two rooms, and the room service showed two meals at a time delivered. Now, there's also another mystery woman in the room that nobody knows who that is. They haven't figured that one out yet. And you know, they're going to have to rack up some major frequent flyer miles to go to Australia to get this guy to change his story that there was only one person in the room. So good luck with that one. Now, the weapons count has gone from two that they show in the audio to 80 and then down to 60. So there's all these multiple reports. And to me, it's how does somebody get 60 or 80 automatic weapons and semi-automatic weapons and the ammo? I mean, these had to be boxes and boxes of ammo and everything else. Now, you know, that's a pretty good trick. You know, you usually have to have help. People have no idea about the security there. So again, you know, if you go to Las Vegas, and if you have a gun and you put it in your drawer and go to dinner, when you come back, that gun will probably be missing, and you have to go down to the desk and show them your carry permit or why you have the gun or anything else to get it back. It's very, very high security there. And I don't think they're telling about all the security they have there. And that's what I can't figure out is they've got all these cameras on everywhere. You know, they're always monitoring everybody there. It's amazing. But, you know, where's the video? You know, you're not. Now, there's tons of private videos that were taken at the event that go completely against the story. So we'll go into that later. So his brother says he was stunned, never any history of anything violent, guns, political activity, et cetera, and then reverses completely his testimony, claiming everything to the contrary. You know, there's stories about he was MK Ultra, an arms dealer. He was also filmed at an anti-Trump meeting where his name was called out, Steve, wearing a NASA t-shirt. He worked for NASA as well. And he worked for NASA, Lockheed, and according to some researchers, other Middle Eastern organizations tied to gun running operations and known terrorists. And so his female partner was in the Middle East, and he wired her $100,000. For what? You know, we have to ask that question. Where did this vast wealth come from? And, you know, was he a major arms dealer? Was he part of ISIS? You know, was he converted by ISIS? You know, we just don't know. You know, maybe he knew too much. Maybe he was involved in a lot of the gun running that was happening, you know, with our own people. We'll go into that further. Now this is from a trained sniper in the military. And he says the AR-15 shown as the weapons used have a magazine that holds 30 rounds, at least 574 bullets shot, 515 wounded, 59 dead, 300 yards to the target in the dark, no scope. And what are the chances of an untrained shooter hitting 515 people? I think there's even more than that. I'm not sure what the count is now. Hitting vital spots on 59 targets in the dark, at 300 yards, even without a scope or night vision, in 8 minutes of shooting, minus the time there were no shots fired. And he says, I was trained as a sniper in the military. I know you can't even barely see a body at 300 yards, much less place around in a vital area in broad daylight, much less at night. He said, most of the people would find it hard to hit a refrigerator in the daytime at 300 yards, so now there's more to that story. So last comment, after numerous threats concerning Las Vegas being targeted, where was the protection? An event like this would be obvious target, be an obvious target. Why were there no rooftop spotters, snipers, people with night vision gear? And how come nobody noticed or heard glass falling, looked up and saw two windows smashed out, then returned fire? To me, I'm not a logistics person. I'm not in the military or the police. I've had nothing to do with that. But to me, that's a no-brainer. You have an event with, how many, 30,000 people, some huge amount of people gathering there. And there's all these threats against Trump and supposedly the right wing. It's not really a right wing, but, people that were really, they're singing, God bless America and things like that. Of course, that would be an obvious target, that's going to be that somebody's probably going to take a shot at. So I'm just going, where were these guys? Where were the snipers and the people with the night vision gear? To me, that's a no brainer. I would have had that set up on every rooftop. I'd have police everywhere. I'd probably have the military out for something like that with their gear, to make sure that for a guy to shoot for that long and nobody not knowing where he is, the police seem to know where the ground knew where it was coming from. And so we're also asking, where's the surveillance, the camera footage, in the Mandalay Bay, where all this was going on. Now, the latest breaking news is that shots were fired inside the MGM, the New York, New York, the Aria, and the Bellagio hotels. And this is cell phone footage and eyewitnesses that are posting all of this. And if you want to go to, just go on Google or go on YouTube and basically go on YouTube and type in the Las Vegas Massacre and Occam's Razor. That'll take you to the website that has most of this information. And they said there's also an attack on the fuel tanks, which we didn't hear about. I think that may come out later. And I believe they're jet where they store jet fuel. And they fired quite a few shots on that. Luckily, those tanks, I guess, are pretty thick, and they couldn't pierce them, the tanks. So nothing happened in that event, luckily. And so, in all due respect to the families and the horror of this event, we owe it to them to have a thorough investigation in this matter. Something is really wrong with this story. We only have to follow the money and see whose agenda it serves. You're going to see a huge influx of energy coming into Big Brother surveillance, even a greater loss of personal freedom and privacy. This is the Twin Towers and Kennedy all over again. And you really think that's what happened. That's how all this started. This really began with the major coup with the Kennedy. And ever since then, this coup has been in place. And now there's a counter coup going on right now that's countering, the cabal and their engine, the New World Order agenda and things like that. That's well into place. And so, so I want to go into that a little bit, not a lot. Now, I also might add that, Hillary and company, who want to ban guns in America, do not even wait for the bodies to be claimed or cold before using this atrocity to further her agenda, banning guns, basically. Now, a woman along with her party who are tied into financing ISIS and Muslim terrorists, they actually go on record, Obama goes on record talking about funding these guys, and funding them and, making sure they got the weapons they need. So now I wonder if ISIS used automatic weapons on innocent men, women, and children, and even Christians, got taken out by all these weapons that they were given. You know, and let's talk about Benghazi and that screw up. That was a major arms deal gone bad too. You know, there's a lot more to that story. So I don't understand what her motives are. I mean, it's pretty obvious what the motives are, but you know, it's like double talk. You know, it's like the very person providing the arms is trying to ban the arms, and you know, and funding the terrorists wants to stop the. You know, this is all crazy making. This is total crazy making, and that's the game. That's what they want. And you know, I always wonder, what does she want? You know, she wants the embassies and the police not to carry guns anymore. You know, and she's going to give them fly swatters and bad words to deal with the terrorists. You know, it's like it's not going to work. You know, it's like. You know, these guys are psychopaths. They care nothing about life and law and usually break all the standing gun laws, you know, and almost everything they used was already illegal, you know. So anyway, and by the way, Hillary and company, a silencer, which in truth is a suppressor, melts down with automatic fire. It's useless. You know, banning suppressors is useless. It still makes a loud noise. It just kind of changes the direction of where things are going. But, and actually, if I almost wish those guns did have suppressors on them, because it would have made the gun totally malfunction. You can see these things get red hot right away and just melt and fall apart. And the bullets would be just hitting this molten metal pool and going everywhere. They probably wouldn't even, who knows where they'd go after that. But anyway, it'd be nice if they, you know, they, you know, it's, you know, watching a mafia hitman on TV, you know, for your research does not give you the facts. You know, it gives you a fictitious world, you know, and everything about her world is a fiction anyway. So everything she puts on her face on the TV is a fiction. And then there's the backstory, which is coming out. And that's going to be a whole nother show in itself. But I really don't want to go there, but we need to deal with this. So anyway, the official story concerning this event is being challenged by the eyewitnesses, the photo and video evidence, the hotel lobby information. Anyone who knows anything about gun operation has more twists and turns than a wine opener, you know, with total contradictions. The videos are being scrubbed by YouTube, contrary to the official story, which lends credence to a major cover-up or false flag. The good news is the people are on it, and you know, they're exposing the truth and the cover up of that truth. It's like, you know, the iPhone Minutemen and women that are doing this, the Internet Justice League, stepping up to the plate and making sure the real truth comes forward. You know, in a world with today's technology, false flags and cover ups, you know, just aren't functional anymore. I don't even know why they try. The game's over. They already lost anyway. The game's over. You know, the New World Order is not going to happen. They're not going to pull it off. They're going to be exposed for who they are and what they've done, and it's all going to come down on their heads anyway. They're not frequency specific to the ascension process anyway, so it's game over for these guys. There's nothing they can do. You know, people are waking up everywhere, and eventually they'll be held accountable, you know, for what they've done. And to these guys, I say, enjoy your light review when you pass this plane and everything is made known. You know, there is a higher court, and it's unavoidable, so have fun with that one. And guess what? You get to feel all the pain and suffering you created for others, you know, when you have this experience. So, you know, that's going to be quite interesting. So anyway, I just want to go put on a few just quick clips to show you, so you can listen to the audio on these. And we'll have the video up on our YouTube channel. So can you go ahead and hit the first clip?
As you told everyone to get down on the floor, and then had to evacuate Matt through the kitchen. And that was about three quarters of an hour ago.
Now you hear the shooting here in just a second.
But so now they're giving us the all clear to actually move out now. What's happening? Hold on.
There it goes.
Hold on, sorry, I'm gonna have to go. Everyone's running. Oh, I'm mad. Sorry, I don't know what's happening.
This sounds like the second. There it goes.
Sorry, I'm going to have to leave because we're going to make a run out.
Yes, please make yourself safe as possible.
Let's go ahead to the next one here.
Sorry.
Now, it's really hard. If you want to go to those videos again, I gave you the site. We'll get that earlier. But, you know, it's all on there. Just go to the Las Vegas Massacre and Occam's Razor. All these videos are on there if you want to see them. Try to turn that down. That's good. Now, this is the Aria. And again, people with machine guns are opening up in the lobby at the Aria. You can hear that in the background. You hear the machine guns going on in the Aria. So here again, you know, we have another event. You know, there is no lone gunman because you've got people running for cover. You've got gunshots going on in the Aria. And so let's go to the next one. Let's turn that down a little bit. Okay, so we can skip that one. Okay, so that was the Bellagio Hotel. Another, everybody running out of the lobby, events fired, you know, running into the lobby, trying to get away. You know, no one knows exactly where is there. Let me see if there's another video. I think that's it. One more, yeah. There it goes. Two different guns. Now one burst, there's 85 shots in that one burst. It's a very low gun. Now the AR-15s, they go pop, 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 pop really fast, really high. The other one's going duh, 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 you know, really low. There's two different guns firing on the crowd there. And also too, there's another shot that they have, again, that I'm not sure if this is accurate or not, but it does show a security guide. He pulls out his gun and it looks like he turns around and I don't know if he's going to try to return fire, but all of a sudden, you know, his looks like his, there's a muzzle blast and he's like aiming at the crowd, you know? So again, to do that many like headshots and fatal shots at 300 yards in the nighttime is just phenomenal to even get two or three, you know, that's just it's either really bad luck on the people involved or really good luck on the shooter. I don't know which way you want to look at that, but it's just insane. You know, it just doesn't happen. And anybody that's been around guns, I've hunted all my life. I was raised in a hunting family. You know, I've shot automatic weapons. I've shot all that stuff. I kind of evolved out of it. I don't really, I don't hunt anymore. Unless something's hunting me or my friends and family, and then I will take care of business if I have to. But anyway, again, you know, this is there's shots fired inside the MGM, the New York, the Aria, and you know, the Aria or Aria, I'm sure how you say that, and the Bellagio, you know, and the Mandalay Bay or whatever. So, you know, there the footage is all there. Go to that website, check it out. One shooter, I'm sorry, it doesn't fly. Now, you know, I understand, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, you know, they probably don't want you to realize how big of a scale this was. I can see their thought process behind that. You know, maybe they're trying not to let the terrorists get all this press and create all this fear you know, I don't know what the reasoning for this is, you know, and, you know, who knows, maybe, you know, there was a lot of people in on it. You know, it does seem like a major conspiracy, you know, at the, but I mean, there were a lot of people involved in this thing. It wasn't just a lone gunman. That's obvious. So I'm sure there's more to the story. I just think it's odd that we got this information. I wish I could have gotten more details on it. It just wasn't coming. You know, it's a very sad day, you know, but again, you know, how are we going to deal with this? That's the main thing that we need to look at is like, how are we going to, like react to this? You know, are we going to, you know, let this fear and this terror and this againstness and all these programs further divide the country? You know, are we going to come together and realize that this is all a game and that we are being divided and there is, another bigger story going on here, and we really need to look at the people that are doing the division, you know, the people that are blaming, you know, the NRA, they're blaming this, they're blaming that. These people, you know, Jimmy Kimmel's and all these guys, they've got their own armed guards. I'm sure they have their own guns. They're very well protected. They live in gated communities. You know, it's like, what do you say to the everyday guy out there that has to protect his family? You know, it's they can't have guns. You know, it doesn't work that way. Now, guns weren't for hunting. You know, it's the Second Amendment wasn't for hunting. That wasn't why it was in there. It was in there to protect against, you know, overbearing government and things like that, government out of control. I mean, that's the one thing that checks government. You know, and if you look at all these other regimes that banned guns, look what happened. Millions and millions of people died right after they banned the guns. So the first attempt to take over a country is to ban the guns and get rid of the guns, you know, and then you create a police state, which is exactly what they're trying to do now. You know, we need more security. We need more cameras, you know, it's insane. In LA, they got these giant towers there and it has all this gear on it. And you know, they're doing face scanning, all that. They're doing everything with these towers and NSA is behind it. But now if you go to LA or you know, New York, it's everywhere. You know, now they're putting in these things, you know, it's Big Brother all over again. It's pretty undeniable. I don't know how you can not acknowledge that what's going on, because it's just, you know, it's in your face. So, you know, it started with 911. You know, we were told that Iraq, you know, had weapons of mass destruction. Iraq did 911. Later on, even Bush and his family said it had nothing to 911 had nothing to do with Iraq. You know, but that was the narrative that they pushed. And 911 was actually orchestrated by other groups. It had nothing to do with Iraq. It was an inside job, but we can go on more on that later. But anyway, look at, if you really want to know who's behind this, look at the motive. Look at where the money's going. Look at who stands to gain from this and know the agenda, the New World Order agenda. When you know the agenda, then you'll know what's happening here. So, again, you know, I've written about this back in 1982 about what's happening and the shifts happening and the cabal and their program, the New World Order, and how they're going to try to do this and put this in effect. And it is unfolding. Actually, it's folding in on them. It's they're trying to unfold this and it's actually folding in on them. And if enough people wake up and see what's going on and who's behind it, I mean, there's going to be some very pissed off, angry people about what just happened. And when you find out who's really behind this, you're gonna, it's gonna, and you can't stop it. You know, when you see that everybody is lying to you and the truth isn't getting out there, and you find out there's much more to the story, then don't stop. You know, just don't stop. But these are really bad people that got guns. You know, who financed it? Who gave them the guns? Track it all the way back to the source. And when you get to the guys that who financed them and who made it, those guns available to them, find out who's financing those guys, and then you're on to something, you know. So find out who is financing, Antifa, and find out who's financing Black Lives Matters, Open Borders, all these things. Follow the money, go to the source, and you'll find out who is creating the divisions that are trying to tear America apart, you know. So, you know, I'm the first one to admit, you know, America isn't perfect. It has a very long history of screw-ups, you know, beginning with the Native American people and slavery and all the other things. And people need to realize, you know, a lot of the slaves were actually captured and sold by their own people. And so, you know, you can't just single out one race and point fingers. You know, everybody was involved in everything. You know, I can, you know, my Native American side, because my grandmother's Cherokee, you know, can fight with my Scotch-Irish side, which was totally oppressed by the English, you know. And I mean, this is going on. It's been going on. How do you stop it? How do you quit passing the potato? And the only way to do that, to quit passing the potato, basically, is to go within and heal that, you know, heal that cellular memory, heal that anger, those wounds and traumas. you know, and the biggest key to all this is forgiveness, you know, that we have to release the past. We have to forgive and release the past, but it doesn't mean that you don't step forward and stand for, you know, the truth and what's really going on. It's an old saying, being a Christ doesn't mean being a doormat, you know, so, you know, whatever, you know, being a Kuan Yin doesn't mean being a pushover, you know, I can go being a Buddha and I can go through the whole thing. But anyway, there is, you know, there is self-authority, there is self-responsibility, there is a need for universal law to come in, and you're going to see universal law push in, and all this is going to be exposed for what it is and who's behind it. And there's no way it can be suppressed energetically. They're going to try everything they can, you know, like all the other bombings to suppress this and create patsies and continue. But the bottom line is, I just don't, people are not going to stand for this one. This one isn't going to work, you know. So you've got all the whistleblowers, you've got the Seth Riches and the other people, this whole trail of people that have tried to expose this deep state and all these other things that have gone down. They're not going to be happy with this, you know. They're still working behind the scenes, believe me, and it's all going to come out. You know, Kennedy's still working behind the scenes, so you know you can kill the body, but the spirit continues, and they can't control that. There's nothing they can do about that. So the main thing I think. The only thing we can do is that, you know, we are going to have to deal with things on the same level that they come to us, you know. So I hate to say it, but if people are going to use weapons and fire on innocent people and pull these stunts, we're going to have to deal with them on the same level. I don't think there's any way of reasoning with some of these people. There's nothing else we can do. And, you know, we have to deal with it, and we have to go to the cause. Okay, how did they become this way? And start looking at the problems that are creating these problems. You know, when you have a really high crime rate, there's also a major poverty rate. It's, you know, people are living in abject poverty, and they go hand in hand. You know, when you end the poverty, and then they don't have to go out and steal, if they have opportunities other than selling drugs and things like that, you know, give them opportunities. And there needs to be major counseling done, you know, like open, you know, counseling for people to release this charge, these charged up emotions because of, you know, wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. And so we have to, you know, this is a multi-level effort, you know, a lot of meditation and prayer work and healing this energy. This is all consciousness and energy. We can change that by focusing on the love and the joy and the bliss and the healing energies, and also focus on bringing out the truth, you know, of what really went down so it doesn't continue. And that's something, you know, we all can do within ourselves, you know. So it's, you know, it's getting a little crazy out there. I'm going to see if I can, you know, bring in some callers. Checking out the studio to see if there's anybody in, and
yeah.
All right, we got some callers. All right, so hey, can you give me the numbers really quick? The call-in numbers. Great. All right, so we've got 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you want to call in and put in your 2 cents on this. And again, this is a show I'd really rather not be doing. I don't think I'm going to cover this again or talk about it. I think it's all going to unfold anyway. But I really suggest people just start searching the internet and know there's going to be a lot of misinformation out there and a lot of, you know, disinformation. But, you know, just trust, just look at it, look at the footage and come to your own conclusions. You know, it's, to me, it's a no-brainer. There's multiple shooters. There's multiple events going on. They had not just shooting the conference. They were shooting at the fuel cells there, the big fuel tanks there. They were shooting up, you know, all the other hotels and their lobbies. I mean, this was a very coordinated effort, you know, very orchestrated effort. And it didn't it didn't just happen. You know, it it was orchestrated. It was administered to. There was, you know, you had to get all these guns to the right people, and you had to time it just right. You know, there had to be a lot of dinero behind this, a lot of dough. And again, you know, again, if you really just do the research, track down the money, you know, where's the money coming from to do this? You know, where did this guy get millions and millions of dollars? You know, what was he doing? You know, gambling is one of the way they launder money and pass out money and get money to the people that, that are doing different kind of deals and things, you know, arms dealing and things like that. So, you know, who knows? I mean, this is such a big story. It's a much bigger story than we can all imagine. And it needs to get out, you know, about what's really behind this. Because, you know, when we expose who's really behind this, when we really see who is behind all the other false flags, and we start exposing the deep state for what it is and what their agenda is and how they are tied into the cabal and the New World Order, and check out where they're getting their funding from, it's all going to make sense to you. And there's other energies at play here that probably aren't going to make sense to people, but there are unseen negative influences that are at play that are feeding on all this energy and behind a lot of this. So you not only do you have your shooters on the ground, and you have the people financing it, and you have people orchestrating it, you have other unseen forces behind this that are very dark, and they need to be cleaned up too. And guess what? We all know how to do it, you know. So it looks like I think we've got Robert from Utah on line one. Robert, are you with us?
I'm with you, James. Thanks for having me on the show. And I was I listen to you every weekend, but I had a strange thought the other day, and I thought, you know, what if this guy was dead an hour before the shooting happened, and he was just a patsy, you know, and you had the CIA orchestrating the whole thing, you know? I mean, we don't really know exactly what happened yet, but that's just the thought I had. You know, we don't really know, you know?
You know, I agree 100%. You know, considering the fact that we're not being told the whole story, and there's so many holes in this story and everything else, you know, he could have been a major gun runner, and he could have been involved. This other stuff they're saying, he was heavily involved with ISIS and Antifa and things like that. You know, it could be anything. Right. You know, that could be a plant, and there's something else totally else going on. You know, who knows? But, you know, maybe he knew too much, and maybe they used him, you know, as the guy to just deliver the guns. You know, that was his job to sell the guns. And when he got there,
that could have been it too.
Yeah, and they might have offed him and just left him there to you know, sidetrack, you know, what's really going on. You know, so that very well could be, because, you know, somebody that, you know, somebody would have to be in really good shape to pull all that off. And you know, it's not, if they tell us the whole story, we could make sense out of it and say, okay, yeah, it's a mess. We got to deal with it. We're grownups here. You know, tell us the truth. Tell us the whole story. And it needs to be told. You know, but the lamestream media is not going to tell us the truth. You know, they never have. But there are a few people that are bringing it out.
I flew back into the country after all this stuff happened, because I was overseas, and I was in the Las Vegas airport when Trump flew in. They shut down the whole airport. And I overheard some guy, and I'm pretty sure he was a news executive that was in the bathroom in Las Vegas, saying, we're going to play this for all we can get, you know. Yeah. And, you know, the news is going to run this for as much as they can get out of it. But it fits their agenda, you know. Mm-hmm. And that is the agenda, is to take away guns like they've done in Australia, in Europe, and look at Europe. I mean, there's like terrorist attacks on a weekly basis. Police officers don't even carry a gun there now, you know. Yeah. And so how are they going to stop that? But that's kind of the agenda I think they want to have happen, is so that they can they can push through whatever agenda they want, you know, with this war on terror. And that's the purpose. I mean, Second Amendment, you're right, that was put in place after the first American secession. We seceded from England. The Second Amendment was put in place to guarantee that we had a right to essentially, you know, create a government that is by consent, not by rule, you know, not by these elite rules that we have now. And that was the purpose of the Second Amendment, you're right. But, you know, the Second Amendment has been a thorn in their butt for a long time because America has a lot of guns, you know, and they'd love to find some way to take it away.
Well, no, even China said that they'd never invade, you know, America because they said behind, you know, every blade of
grass.
Yeah, there'd be a rifle, you know, so they're not going to, you know, they're not going to mess with that. And I think that's one of our strengths, you know, and I think it's the only thing sometimes that keeps the politicians in check. You know, I'm not advocating violence anyway. But I know just knowing that that's a possibility, that might be something that they are having to look at. You know, it's something that they need to figure it out. But anyway, I think the ones that are screaming the loudest for gun control are the ones that are bought and paid for and following that New World Order agenda, which they really want to disarm America. And they want to do it through creating all this division. You know, divide blacks against whites and Mexicans against blacks and whatever, you know, all their whole game there, you know. I mean, this whole thing about you're a white man, how do you know, this is all division rhetoric, you know, and it's things like that. And you know, it's just like there's a lot of white people living in base poverty and abject poverty. You know, there's a lot of white people that have been done wrong, you know, in many ways. And
If you look at the Federal Reserve System, we've had a white slaver in this country since 1792, since the first national bank.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look at the fiat currency. Isn't theft by inflation a form of slavery? Because it is to me. You know, that's if I put $10,000 in the bank and it can only purchase $9,000 worth of goods a year later, theft by inflation. That's slavery, right?
I agree. Yeah.
So how long have we had that system in place? I mean, so, you know, essentially we're all slaves to these bankers, you know?
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, it's, you know, we all, if you really look into that, you know, as soon as we got that Social Security number, we became slaves. Everybody is in slavery right now. And again, you know, I talked about that. You know, we have a history where, you know, there has been a lot of negativity done to different races and different cultures. And, you know, in Japan, you know, during the war, you know, they were thrown into internment camps and things like that. As I said before, you know, the Native Americans, they got a really bad deal on that one. And then you can go into the, you know, almost every race here, even the Irish, you know, being brought over here, you know, to become slaves, to build the railroads and things like that. I mean, they were paid next to nothing and lived in abject poverty. But I mean, you can go on and on, but the thing about it is like, where do we go from here? You know, we can keep living in the past and we can say, you owe me, and we can do this forever. And it's just going to continue. But,
yeah,
you know, it's, how do we stop this?
I,
how do we come together?
I think the majority of the people have woken up. I think we've broke past the 50% mark. I mean, if you look at the election, that's a sign of it. And, you know, in fact, I was the one that called in and kind of cued you into Trump a long time ago. And I said, watch, wait and see if he's surrounded by globalists. And it looks like he is now. They basically surrounded him and isolated him. And they've got all these globalists around them. And I mean, it's better. It's a lot better than the alternative, because if Hillary got elected, we'd be at war with Russia right now. And you know, that was all in the works, and they were planning and figuring out every way they could do that. But you know, if Trump fails, I think the thing that we should consider doing is, and at least myself, this is my standpoint, is, you know, what did they do in the first American Revolution? They seceded from England, and when the states were given freedom by King, whatever it was, King George, I don't remember his name, but each state was was granted as a independent nation. It wasn't the United States, but it was, they were each independent nations, and they bonded together to form a national government for, you know, their security and prevention. Anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, we have to do that. I mean, power has to return down back to the people. And, you know, there's things going on that people don't even know about, and you're not hearing about this, that Trump is doing behind closed doors, that he is returning a lot of the power back to the states and doing whatever he can to help the states out, especially in these other false flags, which are called hurricanes, that are actually steered into place and stalled, you know, over Texas and other places. But, you know, we got to find out who's steering these things and who's behind this. And just, you know, you can't just keep, you know, hacking away at the dragon's claws. You got to go to the head, you know. So we need to find out who is behind all this stuff and take care of business. That's the only way it's going to end. But looks like we lost Robert. I'm not sure. But let's go to Scott on line two. Scott, are you with us? Whoops, looks like we dropped Scott too. I guess we'll just continue here. We've got just not too much time left. But anyway, the power has to come back to the people. That's what this place was created, you know, for. And, you know, I really don't, you know, God and country, you know, that's great, but that's a separation game too. You know, it's all separation game, but I do. We think we need to unite, you know, and realize, you know, the same God is within everyone and everything. And it doesn't matter what culture you are, what religion you are. And we need to really study up on where these religions came from. You know, the origin of our belief systems, where did this come from? You know, if you could trace back, you know, all these religions and their bearded gods, it goes back to the Anunnaki. And so the more research we do about this, the more we stop giving away our power to these external forces. And we need to make our own personal God connection and stand in our own divinity and take care of business. I mean, that's the bottom line. We keep giving our power away to all these external sources to fix things. And I just don't think it's going to work that way. We have to take our power back and, you know, and start going within and healing this energy. And actually, we can clear this energy once we make our own personal God connection. We can start clearing all this energy from a much higher level. And that's what we all need to do. But, you know, I just don't think the separation game and the continued violence and all the stuff being fueled by the cabal, and then the people that are so ignorant, they're just playing this game. They're just being played like puppets. They've got to figure it out, you know. So, you know, the bottom line is you can't march for peace unless you are at peace. You know, you can't march for victims if you are a victim. You know, what do you bring to the party? More victim, you know. So, you know, it's all about healing. You know, we have to go within and heal this and then come out. It looks like we've got Claudia on line one. Claudia, are you with us? I think we got one more call.
Yes.
Welcome,
yes,
to the show.
Hello?
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have a question about meditation, and if for myself specifically, if you've been had heavy metal poisoning, like I had fillings for years, the mercury fillings, and it did a lot of neurological damage and other things, does that disrupt my ability to connect with higher self or even do meditation and connect with other levels of consciousness?
Well, to me, the more you meditate, the more you connect on those higher levels, the more you can repair that damage. And so, I also do heavy metal cleanses and things. There's a lot of different ways of getting the mercury out of your system and the other heavy metals. And again, you know, let's start by stopping the chemtrails, because that's just adding more heavy metals. You know, you got aluminum, barium, strontium, you know, all this crap is coming down on us, and it's insane. It's pure insanity, not to mention the biologicals. But, you know, a lot of people are having all these problems, and they don't even realize almost all of their problems are coming from these chemtrails, which are, you know, they'll knock your immune system down, and then whatever opportunistic disease comes in will take over. But it's sad, you know, because if you look at the chemtrails, what they do, they create upper respiratory problems, you know, and then it goes into, you know, gastrointestinal problems, and then it goes into muscle and joint pain. And then, you know, a lot of these things are nerve agents too. They really mess with your nervous system and your endocrine system and everything else. So if you look at the effects of these things and look at the symptoms that are happening on a global scale right now, this is something that really needs to come to an end. You know, we can't keep doing this. It's pure insanity. And it's killing the forest as well, because the aluminum blocks the uptake of water and nutrients to the forest. And I live in the forest, and it's really sad right now. I mean, I just on my own ranch alone, I just cut down about 6 trees that were dead. And now I've got about 5 or 6 more. And these are trees that are like, you know, a couple hundred years old. I mean, these are some very big trees. They're very old. And, you know, they survived fine, you know, up to now. So what's changed? You know, what's changed is what's raining down upon them, you know. So that's something we're really going to have to check, you know. So if you really follow almost, you know, 99% of the ills of humanity go back to just a select group, you know, the 1%, and we all know who they are. And, you know, and they're the reason why we have, you know, all this, you know, gross, uneven dispersal of wealth, you know, why we're having these insane storms, you know, that are destroying whole country, states and countries, you know. They're the reason behind most of the pain and the suffering, you know, all the pharmaceutical deaths. That's like a war in itself. You know, they're the war and disease profiteers, you know. And so we really need to trace this back and find out the source. Again, follow the money. Find out who's funding all this stuff. You know, follow the money and you'll see, you know, and there's usually 2 or 3 levels to this, and you'll see who's behind it. And, you know, we got to stop worshiping these guys that are selling us down the river. You know, I don't care who you are or what your position is. You know, if you're selling out to people, then, you know, you need to be held accountable. You know, that's the bottom line. But I hope that helped. Yeah,
thank you very much.
Yeah, there's a lot of things out there. We're working on that. We have a lot of alternative cures and a lot of healing technologies that we're working on to get out. And they are sitting, they're right in the forefront of coming out. They'll be coming out very soon. And I know the people that created these technologies, and, you know, we still haven't cured the common cold. Give me a break. Come on, you know, where are we at? Isn't this like 2017 right now? We still haven't figured that out. So we have figured it out. It's just been suppressed. Same thing about diabetes, all these things. The cures are out there, you know, but, you know, most of them are inexpensive and most of them are natural. So you're not going to hear, or it's an energetic thing that can be dealt with. So, you know, a lot of these things need to come out. They are starting to come out. And I think this whole, the war on disease profiteers are imploding on themselves. They're on the way out. They can't stay. They're not frequency specific to the ascension process, and the earth is ascending. You know, if they're on the earth, they either go with her or they either transform or they implode, basically. That's what's happening. There's no way getting around it. And, you know, as I said before, you know, the elite and the banksters and all these guys here, you know, they're going to have a wonderful light review when they pass this plane. And they're so arrogant, they think that they're going to skip that. Well, universal law says no, and enjoy your light review, because it's going to be a hairy one, and a lot of us will be there to watch it, you know. So, you know, they probably televise it on the other levels. Who knows, you know? But you know, these guys are going to be taken to task. Their technology is not keeping them alive anymore. Their consciousness is collapsing in on itself. They've lost their puppet masters, which are this draconian archon grid, is coming down. I mean, their days are numbered. It's over for them, and they're doing all they can to just, you know, pull out the last stop so they can stay in control. But it's not going to work. I mean, there's a much bigger force coming in that's going to put an end to this, and it's coming in very quickly. So next 2 months are going to be crazy makers, a lot of change, a lot of movement, you know. So we all have to hang in there, make our own personal connection with Source, hold space, you know, for that to happen, and help others in their transition, you know, so they can heal and cope with these energies coming in. And, you know, that's a whole show in itself, but I've done other shows on that, but even NASA knows that the Schumann resonance is off the scale. We're getting bombarded by cosmic rays. That's off the scale. Gamma rays are off the scale. The Earth is just expanding. You know, she's growing. She's absorbing all this energy, and we're absorbing the energy too. And so there's going to be, you know, I can tell you a prophecy with 100% prediction, you know, 100% on this one prediction, that we're going to have a lot of change, you know, so anyway, you know, chaos is good. Some chaos is necessary for evolution. It needs to happen. But we're getting down to the 3-minute mark, and I need to be cutting off here at about the 5-minute mark. So we've gone a little bit over. So anyway, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and, you know, keep the faith, and don't let this stuff get you down. You know, I know it is terrible. There's a lot of trauma that happened there, but, you know, we don't want to add to that trauma. We want to send healing energy and send good vibes to these people so they can get through this trauma. So anyway, this is James Gillen signing off. Have a great evening. You know, stay in the heart, watch the skies, and do your part. Good night.